The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop and Dr. Young is the executive pastor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His imminent return. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. And now, The Crucified Message.
Thank you for joining me today. With so much happening all around us, and all over the world, we find more people are experiencing depression, despair, and disappointment on a large scale. But I want to provide some hope from God's Word about an event that believers are looking forward to and unbelievers are looking away from. This event is called the Rapture of the Church. And today, I'm starting a short series about the rapture and some of the events surrounding this mysterious event that can happen at any time. It is my prayer that you would stay tuned and invite someone to join you over the next several weeks as I unpack the scriptures with the help of the Holy Spirit to navigate through its meaning and mission for us today. Let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank you that we have your presence through the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to set an example for us and to pay the ransom for our sins. Thank you that we know that he is in heaven preparing a place for us so that he will return and receive us to our new home. Father, open our eyes, ears, and hearts that we may see and hear and be transformed so that we're ready to go back with you when you come. These and other blessings in Jesus' name, amen. My text is starting in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, and it says,
"But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord."
Verse 18,
"Therefore, comfort one another with these words."
My topic today is the rapture. Are you ready? Paul tells the believers in Thessalonica, "I don't want you to be ignorant or ill-informed or uninformed concerning the saints who have died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope." In other words, he was saying, if you don't understand the rapture, then you will sorrow as others who have no expectation. In verse 13, Paul says, "For If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Now, this is very, very important for us. Some will not believe, and they do not accept the truth of God's word. Many look for excuses and say the word rapture is not in the Bible. Others say, I don't believe God will judge the world and put people in the lake of fire. Listen, there is a heaven and a hell and a lake of fire. It doesn't change God's word or plan if I choose not to believe what he says. Now, Paul is referring to the rapture in this text. During the rapture, the church is going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the clouds. But during the second coming, the church will return with him, and he will return to the earth. The rapture is when Jesus returns for his bride, a time of reward to the saints. The second coming, which is sometimes called the day of the Lord, is a time of judgment. This is very important as we study the eschatology of Scripture, which is the study of the end times, dealing with death, judgment, and the final destiny of the soul of mankind. Verse 15 says, we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. In other words, those who are still alive when the rapture occurs will not precede those saints who have died. This is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In other words, those believers who have died are already present with the Lord. Their bodies are buried or cremated, but their spirits and souls are already with God in heaven. Therefore, we will join them. We which are alive will join them in the air. Today, I want to spend some time unpacking this well-known and misunderstood passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Verse 16 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven. The Greek word for descend is katabano, which means to go get or to step down. The application is similar to an airplane that is taken its descent. It hasn't landed on the ground yet, but it is descending into the clouds. Jesus himself will descend from heaven into the clouds to go get his bride, the church. Somebody ought to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why will Jesus come back in the clouds during the rapture? The word of God tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, when Jesus ascended there on the mount, his disciples were standing there gazing at him as he flew up, as he was raptured up into the clouds. And the angel said unto him,
men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
In other words, the physical resurrected body of Jesus, just like he left, will return during the rapture. Verses 16 and 17 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. In our text, there are three sounds that will occur during the rapture. A shout, a voice, and a trumpet. It says the shout of God. The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. The Greek word for shout is kelyuma, which means a cry of incitement. This is a military term where an officer shouts a command to his soldiers. During the rapture, this shout will only be heard by those who serve in the army of the Lord. Only those who have the Holy Ghost dwelling inside of them will recognize the shout from their commander. Jesus says in John 10:27,
"My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
Not only will there be a shout of God, but there will be a sound of the archangel with the sound of Michael's voice, the archangel. Now, the Bible only gives one angel by name who is an archangel, and that's Michael. So why will he shout with the sound? He didn't say the archangel will sound, but the sound of the archangel. So why will he shout with the sound of the archangel? That's a great question. Michael is known throughout Scripture as the mighty archangel who led the armies of heaven against Lucifer and other demonic dominions and powers. You see, right after Jesus, the general shouts, he will shout to Michael, the captain of God's army, and the captain will shout to the troops, and then the Lord will sound the trumpet of God. This is the third sound that the believers will hear. They will hear the shout, they will hear the voice, and now they will hear the trumpet. In order to fully understand the meaning of all of this, let's put this in context and go back during the time when this passage was written. You see, Roman soldiers were trained and they knew the different sounds of the trumpet. For those who have not served in the military, this may sound crazy or unrealistic. But for those who have served in the army, you know that there are certain sounds and procedures that must take place before we go into battle. I hope you would stay tuned, because right after this short break, I'm going to talk more about this shout, this voice, and the trumpet of God.
Did you know a Chinese bamboo tree shows no visible growth in the first 4 years? Then in the fifth year, it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. It takes 4 years to grow the root system to support a 90-foot tree. Brothers and sisters, just because you don't see growth today, it doesn't mean you're not growing. Be encouraged. God may be preparing your root system to handle the expedited growth that is coming.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Notice there are three sounds that we're going to hear: a shout. A voice and a trumpet. We mentioned to you that the shout of God is going to shout himself. And then there would be the sound of the archangel. And right after Jesus, the general shouts, he will shout to Michael, the captain of the army, and the captain will shout to the troops. And then the Lord will sound the trumpet. In order to fully understand what Paul was writing to the church in Thessalonica, we have to go back and understand what was going on during this time. You see, Roman soldiers were trained to know the different trumpet sounds. The first trumpet sounded in the morning, which served as their alarm clock. It meant to get up. It's time to get up. Then there was a second trumpet sound that sounded to assemble the soldiers together for the instructions of the day. In other words, get ready. The third and last trumpet sound was a sound to tell them to march off to their assignments. In other words, let's go. The first sound, the shout, get up. God will wake the dead in Christ, and their bodies will get up out of the grave. The second sound, which is the voice of the archangel, means to get ready. Michael, the great warrior, will provide protection from Satan, who is the prince of this world, since we will fly through the kingdom of Satan, through the second heaven. There will be no opposition and barriers because Michael will lead the way. Unlike Daniel, who prayed and his prayers were hindered for 21 days, we will have no delays during the rapture. The third sound, which is the trumpet of God, means let's go. This sound will be heard by the believers who are yet alive, and we will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and those who are already in his presence. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, therefore, comfort one another with these words. Before I let you go today, I want to provide some comfort before we end this lesson today. There are four things I want you to remember about the rapture. Four things that will occur during the rapture. The first thing is the return. First, Jesus is going to return in the clouds, in the sky above the earth. Somebody asked me the other day, Dr. Young, what happens when a Christian dies? The word death literally means to be separated. You see, the person's soul and spirit is separated from their body. And when a Christian dies, their soul and spirit, the real them, goes to live with Jesus. And their body, this earthly house, this earthly tabernacle, goes back to the ground into the grave. But when Jesus returns in the rapture, he's going to bring the souls and spirits of those who have died and are already with him in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14 says, God will bring with him those who sleep in Christ. Not only will there be a return, but number two, there will be a resurrection. Yes, there's going to be a resurrection. God will summons those who are asleep. When a Christian dies, the Bible says they are asleep. And people who are asleep are expected to wake up. And people who are dead are not expected to wake up. Years ago, they used to have DVD players and cassette players and CD players, and I still have a couple of those artifacts laying around my studio. And there is a pause button on my VCR player. And this means that the movie is not over yet. It's just paused and it's waiting for something else to happen. But as soon as you push the play, it resumes the movie. Those who have died in Christ, they're not died in the aspect that it's over, but they have just been placed on pause. You see, during the rapture, God is going to take them off pause and push the play button again. Life will resume again for those who are asleep in the Lord. Not only will these bodies be resurrected and reunited with their spirits and souls, but their bodies will be changed. They will have new bodies, immortal, disease-free, sinless, perfected bodies that will not be limited by gravity, space, and time. You see, our bodies will be like Jesus' body when he was resurrected from the grave. Y'all remember, he ate with his disciples. He spoke with them. He appeared and disappeared. Wherever he wanted to be, he was there. Nothing at all hindered him. And the Bible says, we shall be like him. Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not only will there be a return and a resurrection, but there will be restoration. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:51. It says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Philippians 3:20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. You see, we're going to be restored back into a place with God. Our place that was lost in the garden will be restored with him. Whatever health problems you may be having right now, guess what? It's going to be restored. You're going to have a new body. You won't have to ever worry about getting sick again. You won't ever have to worry about cancer or lupus or high blood pressure because you're going to be restored. And finally, there will be a reunion. 1 Thessalonians 4:17 says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. There are going to be several reunions during the rapture. First reunion is the souls and the spirits of believers are going to be reunited with their new bodies. They're going to be coming back with Jesus. The next reunion will be the reunion of the loved ones who have died. They will be reunited with the loved ones who are alive. We will see those loved ones again, our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. Another reunion is all believers will be reunited with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Adam knew God personally, but we were separated from God because of sin. We will finally be reunited with God. All this is going to be a family reunion. The rapture is going to be a great, big, eternal family reunion for God's family. What a reunion this is going to be. There is going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I'm going to meet you over there in the home beyond the sky. Such a singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. It will be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one in the meeting in the air. Are you getting excited and looking forward to that meeting in the air? Are you ready for the rapture? Are you making sure that when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that you will be ready to be caught up together with Jesus in the air? Well, in order for that to happen, make sure Jesus Christ is your Savior. Make sure you are following him every day and obeying his word. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, just repeat this prayer after me. Father, it is written in your word that if I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in my heart that you have raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus is my Lord. I make him Lord of my life right now. I believe in my heart that you've raised him from the dead. I denounce my past life with Satan, and he no longer has control over my life. Thank you for forgiving me for all of my sins. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. But if you prayed that prayer, I just want to welcome you to the family of God. And I look forward to seeing you one day in the meeting in the air. I hope you will stay tuned with us as we come back next week with another portion of the Crucified Message, talking about the rapture and what we need to do to ensure we are ready to meet Jesus in the air.
We hope you've enjoyed the Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. It's a listener-supported program, and your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of this program to strengthen your walk with Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. You can help support the Crucified Message by visiting Christ Gospel Church. Visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org or mail your gift to The Crucified Message at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the entire Crucified Message ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.